Leading the news this morning, Canadian authorities say they've thwarted a major terrorist plot to blow up a railway line between Canada and the United States. Police say they've charged two people in connection to the alleged plot as raids were carried out in Toronto and Montreal. Officials say they believe the planned attack was supported by Al-Qaeda. US officials, meanwhile, say they've charged the surviving Boston bombing suspect, Yocar Sanaev. He's still in hospital where he's been charged with several offences, including using weapons of mass destruction. The White House says Sanaev will be tried in a civilian court where he could face the death penalty. Authorities have launched a manhunt for two dangerous prisoners who escaped from a North Queensland jail. 26-year-old Ogana Tears and 25-year-old Tyrone Speechley escaped from the Townsville Correctional Centre farm. Police say the men have been convicted of sexual assaults and have removed GPS tracking devices that were strapped to their legs. The Australian population is set to reach a new milestone of 23 million later today. Australia is now growing by more than 1,000 people per day, or 1.7% every year. And the former lead singer of Australian rock band The Divinyls, Chrissy Amphlett, is being remembered as a groundbreaking and daring performer. The singer died in New York after a battle with multiple sclerosis and breast cancer. She was 53.